Okay, so as you can see from the title, How Can I Learn with Alex Greenberg? So who's Alex Greenberg? So when I was in YU, I did a program through Aish, the Aish Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, where once a week I would learn with someone who was not religious on the phone. I think we learned Sefer HaChinuch. We probably, you know, we didn't really learn Sefer HaChinuch so much. We more spoke about just Judaism in general. It was a pretty fascinating experience. But anyway, the question I want to raise today is, learning with someone who is not religious, we could assume that he probably didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. So the question is, why was it okay to learn with someone who didn't make a Birchas HaTorah yet before we're learning? And it's not a question just on my own Chavrusa, but in general, right? Let's say the entire Eish Yeshiva, right? As you can see in the headline I put over there, over 150,000 people attended Eish World Center activities, right? Kiryuv goes on all the time. So why is it mutter for someone to give a shiur to people who haven't said Birchas HaTorah? How can we learn with them? So to answer this question, we have to understand what exactly is the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Why would we think that we can't learn with someone until they make a Birchas HaTorah? Because as we know, Birchas HaTorah is really important. The Gemara Nedarim on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Gemara, the Amr of Yudam Arav, Mai Dechsev, Mi Ha'isha Chacham, Di Yavin Azos, Dabar Zen Nishal HaChachamim Lelevim, V'lo Pirshu, Asha Pirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atmo. Hashem explained, why did I destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Dechsev, Vayomer Hashem, Al Azam Es Torasi, because they left my Torah. Hainu Lo Shamu B'Koli, Hainu Lo Helchuba, they didn't listen to my voice, they didn't follow the Torah. So says the Gemara, what does it mean? It doesn't simply mean they just didn't keep mitzvot, they didn't learn Torah. Amr, if you don't marav, she'em evarchim b'torah tchila. What was the bad thing they did? They learned Torah, but they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah before they started to learn. So we see it's really important to make a Birchas HaTorah. We'll come back to this Gemara later to understand it a little bit better. But for now, we see how severe it is not to say Birchas HaTorah. So how could it be? How could we have people learning, doing kira with audiences that aren't yet religious, that Mistama haven't yet made a Birchas HaTorah, if that's a really severe avir? So let's explore the nature of Birchas HaTorah, try to understand what type of bracha is it. So first, where does Birchas HaTorah come from? What's the source for Birchas HaTorah? So it says the Gemara in Brachos on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Amr of Yudah, Minayin LeBirchas HaMazon LaCharem in HaTorah. What's the source you have to bench after you eat? Shenamar V'chaltav Savata V'rachta, you eat, you're satisfied, and then you make a bracha tasha. That's benching. Minayin LeBirchas HaTorah LeFanem in HaTorah. How do you know you have to make a Birchas HaTorah side of bracha before you start to learn? Shenamar Kishem Hashem Akra Havugodil Elokeinu. That these words, which were of Kishem Hashem Akra, which were spoken by Moshe Rabbeinu as an introduction to his discourse to Klal Yisrael, known as Shiras Ha'azinu, which is Divrei Torah, we learn from there that you have to make a bracha before you learn. Moshe refers to the upcoming words that he's about to say as a lechi, as a teaching. And Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, when I call Shem Hashem, when I learn, Havu Godel Elokeinu, say a bracha to Hashem. So from there we learn, you have to say a bracha, a Birchas HaTorah, before learning Torah. Now the question is, now that we have the source for Birchas HaTorah, what's the nature of Birchas HaTorah? So we know in general, in Halacha, there are basically three different types of brachos. Brachos fall into three different categories. There are Birchas HaMitzvos, meaning often when we perform mitzvos, we recite a bracha, and those brachos are labeled as Birchas HaMitzvos, right? Like the bracha we said on our tefillin this morning, bracha before we do a Tilas Lulav or Shofar, a bracha that goes on the mitzvah. Another category of brachos are Birchos Shelech Velda, right? The bracha is not on a mitzvah, but rather it's on some type of wonder or natural experience, where we say a bracha praising Hashem for the wonder that he did, such as the brachos that we make on thunder and lightning. And then another category of brachos are what we call matirin. That might include shechita, right, for all the guys that learned chulness here. That's probably something that you spoke about. What exactly is the nature of the bracha on shechita? But it also includes birchas hananen. As the Gemara in Brachos says, a person can't get benefit from this world. He can't eat that apple. Until when? Until he makes a bracha, a bray pereis. And once he makes that bracha now permits him to partake in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So that's our third category of brachos that serve as matir that allow me to partake in a certain activity. So the question is, what is Birchas HaTorah? Is Birchas HaTorah a Birchas HaMitzvah, that just like tefillin demands a bracha before it, so too the mitzvah of Talmud Torah demands that you say a bracha before you engage in the mitzvah? Or no, it's a Birchas Shelech Lodah, we're praising Hashem for the Torah. Or it's in the third category of brachos, it's a matir, that what? We're not allowed to start learning Torah until we've gotten permission from Hashem through the form of a bracha. So to tackle this question, we're going to take a step out of Birchas HaTorah for a moment and ask a different question. Go into the area of Noshim, women's involvement in mitzvah. So we know that women are pater from fulfilling any mitzvahs aseh she'az mangram. Now, can they voluntarily do them? So it's a machlokas tanoim between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, we paskin like Rav Yossi that a woman can volunteer to do a mitzvah aseh she'az mangram. A woman can go hear shofar, can go do lulav, all the mitzvahs aseh she'az mangram. So now the question is, when they do those mitzvahs, do they make a bracha? When a woman takes a lulav, does she say, Asher kishom b'mitzvahs of the Tivan al-tivas lulav before? Why would it be a problem for them to say the bracha? Because what word do we say in the bracha? V'tivanu. And you commanded us. But women, we're not commanded to do the mitzvah of the tivas lulav or any other mitzvahs aseh she'az mangram. They can volunteer to do it, but they weren't commanded, so how could they say the bracha? So regarding this question, it's a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see what they hold inside. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Shita appears in a number of places in Shas, in the Gemara in Erevin, in Rosh Hashanah and Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. And says Rabbeinu Tam, Ule'inyin bracha, klomar mevarchos mitzvos halalu imlav, whether or not a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah aseh she'az mangram that she's volunteered to doing, kasev Rabbeinu Tam, dimrasu mevarchos, if they want to, they can make the bracha, v'leka mishum bracha levatala, there's no problem of bracha levatala. Aye, what about our question of how could they say v'tzivanu? So if you look in the Ran, in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tesamid Beis and the Daf Arif, the Ran explains that, number one, women do get schar for the mitzvah. And number two, the fact that they say v'tzivanu, that's not such a problem, because they're just saying, in general, we were commanded, we, the Klal Yisrael, right? Men were commanded in the mitzvah. It's not a bracha levatala, because the women are saying v'tzivanu, yes. We specifically, as women, weren't commanded to do the bracha, but in general, Klal Yisrael was commanded to do the mitzvah. Hence, says Rabbeinu Tam, there's no problem for a woman to say the bracha on the lulav or the shofar. But comes the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, a woman cannot make a bracha when she volunteers to do a mitzvah aseh she'az mangram. Let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Tishis, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. Says the Rambam, v'nashim ba'avadim shirotu was'ateh v'titis mis'atim lo bracha. If a woman or an eved wants to put on tzitzis, then they can do it without a bracha. Nowadays, we don't do this as per the Ramah in Or Chaim, who says the minhag is that women do not wear tzitzis. But, strictly speaking, there is nothing wrong with a woman putting on tzitzis, as she can volunteer to do any mitzvah aseh she'az mangram. And says the Rambam, v'chein shar mitzvah aseh she'anoshim peturos lehen, so do any other mitzvah that a woman is potter from, imrasu la'sosam, if they want to do them, if they want to do it without making a bracha, then they can. So says the Rambam, even though the woman can volunteer to do a mitzvah that she's pater from, she cannot make the bracha. Why not? So the Magen Mishnah explains exactly the issue we raised before. Hey, welcome. So says the Magen Mishnah, a woman can't make the bracha because how could she say v'tzivanu? She wasn't commanded to do the mitzvah. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin between this machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam? So it comes out, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, and the Rambam follows Rabbeinu Tam. Look in Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, Rechaim, Simen, Tavkof, Peites, in Hilchos Kiyah Shofar, says the Shulchan Aruch, Afal Pisha Nashim Beturos, Yecholos Tzitkoa, even though women are strictly speaking poter from blowing shofar, they could still blow the shofar. Even if someone else who already was yotze the mitzvah can exempt them, they shouldn't make the bracha, and if a man is blowing for them, he shouldn't make the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, but the Ramah says in the Haggah, says the Ramah, Ashkenazim, we follow the Rabbeinu Tam, and women do make a bracha when they perform a mitzvah. And that's why current practice today is that Sephardi women will not make a bracha when they will, for example, shake lulav, but Ashkenazi women will. In Eretz Yisrael, for the last, like, around 50 years ago, so Rav Avad Yosef, one of the things that he tried to do as the chief rabbi of Israel was fix a big problem where you had a lot of schools, let's say different Beis Yaakov, different schools for girls, where they would only teach Ashkenazi psak. And there were a lot of Sephardi girls in these schools. There weren't yet separate schools for Sephardim. And they would just teach Ashkenazi psak. And they were telling these girls who were Sephardi, oh, you should make a bracha when you shake a lulav. And Rav Avadia said, that's terrible. That's wrong. We don't follow the Ramah. We follow the Shulchan Aruch. And he spent a lot of time and effort ensuring that the Ashkenazi schools would make sure to teach the Sephardi women the proper psak for them. But anyway, it comes out, we have a machlokas shown him whether a woman can make a bracha when she does a mitzvah sasesha as man grama. The Ramah said, and the Ramah paskins that they do, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that they don't. So now, keeping that in mind, let's turn to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So for now, we'll keep it simple and we'll say no. They're not chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We could have a different share on that topic to better understand what exactly that means and what's the scope of that. But we'll take it as a simple assumption that they're pasuk, as the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Talmud Torah, based on the Gemara Kiddushin, says the Rambam, Nashim va'avadim uktanim piturim mitalmud Torah, women, slaves, and ketanim are all exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So fine, women are pasuk from Talmud Torah. But let me ask you, when a woman gets up in the morning, does she make a Birchas HaTorah when she starts to daven? Does she say Birchas HaTorah? So what's the answer? Yes. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. In Or HaChaim, Mem Zayin, Sif Yedaleh. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Black and white. Noshim Mevarchos, Birchas HaTorah. Women make a Birchas HaTorah. But I don't get it. If women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and they don't make brachos on mitzvahs that they're exempt from, how do they make a Birchas HaTorah? So comes the Vilna Gaon right there on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in the Bir Agra, and he says an amazing thing. He says, Ha'ikir al pimasha kas of Tosos, the Nashim of Barchos al kol mitzvahs asay shahaz man grama. Says the Gra, you know why the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can say a Birchas HaTorah? Because what? Oh, we're going like Tosos, like Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman who volunteers to do a mitzvah can say a bracha on that mitzvah. Guys, does that make any sense? Could that be Pshat the Shulchan Aruch? No. Because what did we just see? How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin in Hilchos Tkiya Shofar? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that a woman doesn't make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shahaz man grama. So how can the Gra come and say that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can make a Birchas HaTorah is because he's going like Tosfos that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah that she volunteers to do? Doesn't make any sense. That would contradict the Shulchan Aruch psak in Hilchos Shofar. So there must be a different pshat in the Shulchan Aruch's pshat. Must be a different reason what the Shulchan Aruch was getting at is why a woman can say Birchas HaTorah even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So comes the Griz, the Brisker Rav, Revelva Salvechik, in his Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, and he quotes the following idea from his father, Reb Chaim. And he says, you know what pshat is? You know why a woman can make a Birchas HaTorah even though she's not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Says Reb Chaim, because what, going back to our question of which category of brachos does Birchas HaTorah fall into, says the Brisker Rav, says Reb Chaim, it's a Birchas Shelech Lodah. The reason why we make a Birchas HaTorah is not because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a bracha that we make before doing a mitzvah such as putting on tefillin, and it's not a matir, it's not something that I need to say in order to allow me to learn, such as Birchas HaNanin. Rather, it's a Birchas Shelech Lodah. Before we learn, we just praise Hashem. We express Shelech Lodah to Hashem, just that we have the ability to learn Torah, the experience of learning Torah. Can a woman have that experience of learning Torah? Yes, for sure. So when a woman learns Torah, she gets shachar for it, even though she's not obligated in it. So can she make that bracha praising and thanking Hashem for having the experience of learning Torah? 100%. And says the Brisker Rav, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can make a Birchas HaTorah, because she has that experience of learning Torah just as much as a man does. And this idea of the Brisker Rav is really found in the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. If you look in the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos, says the Ramban, what's a mitzvah saseh min HaTorah to make a Birchas HaTorah? And what's the idea behind making a Birchas HaTorah? Says the Ramban, Shinitzavinu lahodos l'shmo yisparach al b'chol eish shenikr b'torah al tova gedola sh'asulana b'sita t'harasno eilenu. We've been commanded, Hashem gave us a mitzvah, what? To give hodah, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a tremendous present, this great thing called the Torah. So it says the Ramban, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Shel Hodah. We're praising Hashem for giving us the Torah. Are women also happy that they have the Torah? 100%. So of course they would say a Birchas HaTorah. So let's come back to our Shaila. We ask, how can I learn with someone who is not yet religious, who probably did not make a Birchas HaTorah? How could Eish do all their kirev and have thousands of people coming in who barely can read Hebrew, who also did not say Birchas HaTorah? So according to this, we totally understand it. Birchas HaTorah is not something that, if I don't say it, I can't learn. Birchas HaTorah is a brach of Shech Lodov, of praising Hashem for the experience of Talmud Torah. Is it really important? 100%. Ideally, we hope everyone is saying it? 100%. But if you didn't say it, can you still learn? Yes. And therefore, there'd be no problem for someone who's doing kirev, who's involved with people who are not yet, you know, they can't even read Hebrew, who aren't yet there, where they're saying Birchas HaTorah, there'd be no problem for them to learn Torah. Let's just turn back to the Gemara Nadarim. We saw the Gemara Nadarim said that, why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah before learning. So what's very difficult with that Gemara? Comes Gemara and says, doesn't that contradict another famous Gemara we know? We just started the 3 weeks. Why does the Gemara in Yuma say that Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because Klal Yisrael did the three cardinal sins, Gila Rash, Vichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. So I don't get it. That Gemara is telling me the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because they did those three terrible things. This Gemara is telling me because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. What's pshat? So it says the Maharal, beautiful idea. Maharal says, you know what the Gemara Nadarim is driving at? The Gemara Nadarim is saying like this. Yes, of course. The reason why Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash is because Klal Yisrael did Gila Rash, Avodah Zarah, and Shevichas Damim. But you know what led them to being at that point where they were doing those terrible things? Says the Maharal, it's because they weren't making a Birchas HaTorah before they were learning. What's the whole idea of making a Birchas HaTorah before you're learning? A Birchas HaTorah before you're learning shows, I don't just view the Torah as something that's another intellectual experience, something else that I do that's interesting. Torah is something that Hashem gave to us that's supposed to, what? Make us different people. It's supposed to have a tremendous impact on us to make us holier and greater people, to make us better people. So says the Maharal, if by not saying a Birchas HaTorah, so why didn't the Torah have an impact on them? They were learning Torah. But why didn't it have a positive impact on them to make them better people? Because they didn't view Torah as anything different than anything else they were doing throughout their day. It wasn't special. They didn't appreciate it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By not saying a Birchas HaTorah, they failed to recognize, as the Ramban says, that this is a Tova Gedola. It's a tremendous gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that if we appreciate it the right way, it can have a tremendous impact on us. That's a very important lesson going into the 3 weeks, right? To what? Not just to learn Torah, but to appreciate the value of Torah. Everyone can think for themselves, how does Torah that I've been learning my entire life, how has that impacted me? And how has that impacted me in a positive way? And through that, through seeing the value, not just learning the Torah, through seeing the great value of Torah, we should be zocha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu in the building of the Beit HaMikdash. We'll just end with a quick word on the Parsha. So we have in Parshas Pinchas, right, continuation of the terrible story that happened to Klal Yisrael starting back last week, where Klal Yisrael does a terrible sin with Pinos Midyan, and they have intermarriage, and Hashem sends a plague, and Hashem now in this week's Parsha commands us to go take revenge on Midyan for the terrible sin that they caused Klal Yisrael to do of his nos, of being with the Pinos Midyan. And then suddenly, what happens in this week's parsha? So the Torah starts talking about the halachos of when they get into Eretz Yisrael. How the land's going to be divided up, the laws of inheriting the land. So what's the shot? Why does the Torah suddenly go from talking about the terrible sin of intermarriage that they did with Benos Midyan and how we're going to take revenge on them, suddenly start talking about going into Eretz Yisrael? So says Rav Tzadok HaKomi Lublin, a beautiful idea. He says, if you think about it, the aveira of intermarriage and the mitzvah of going into Eretz Yisrael are polar opposites. What's intermarriage? You're leaving the Jewish people, right? You're getting yourself involved with a non-Jewish woman, right? Taking yourself out of Klal Yisrael. What is going into Eretz Yisrael? The polar opposite of that, right? Hein am levadad yishkan. Ideally, Klal Yisrael, we should all be in Eretz Yisrael, living there, dwelling alone, not in Golus, mixed amongst the other nations, and living in Eretz Yisrael and being role models for the world, living together in Eretz Yisrael. So says Reb Tzadok, what's Hashem's message here? Hashem's sending the following message. After Klal Yisrael goes through this terrible calamity and does this terrible aveira of znus, of being mezana with benos midyan, of intermarriage, so they might think, that's it, we're done. Eretz Yisrael, that's not for us. Hashem wanted to give that to good people, to the Jewish people. So Hashem wants to send the message of, no, don't give up. Don't think that just because, yeah, you made a mistake and you did this terrible sin of intermarrying, therefore it's over, you're done with. Hashem says, no, I'm going to show you right now, following this terrible magefa, that even though you did a terrible aveira, you are still connected to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give you the mitzvos of, and the halachos of entering Eretz Yisrael, of having to value up, to show you that no matter what, no matter even if a Jew does a terrible aveira, they are still always connected to Kedusha, they always have something to aspire to, and they should never give up on those hopes and dreams. So with that, I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Take these lessons going into Parshas Pinchas into 3 weeks, and we shall all have a wonderful Shabbos. Yashar Koach for everybody for coming out. Shkoyach, guys.
Have a great Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos, Eitan.